graphic nature of this program, listener discretion is advised.
There's no limits to the simplexes in this city. Now we're always smoking bombs like it's Gordon Wendy. We get high as though we're hot and talk wrestling stuff. And it's hosted by Jim Vicious, Tyler Fudge.
Episode 184 of Suplex City Limits for October 13th of 2018. Pistol whipping bitches putting holes in motherfuckers. It's your boy, the King of Bong style, Jim Vicious, and he's today's Tom Sui.
Tom Sui going around filling all those bullet holes with love juice, Tyler Fudge.
How goes it, dude?
No, not bad, not bad. Stoned as fuck, you know, just living the dream.
About halfway drunk here, so.
We got a great combo.
Yeah. Dude, White Russians. I start drinking White Russians. Shit gets out of control early. So, it should be an interesting day. Suplex City Limits, available for listening where fine podcasts are found. You can follow me on the show at Twitter at Suplex City Limit. Follow Tyler at The Federation. If you like the show, consider supporting it by donating on Patreon, becoming a producer of the show, like our friends Caleb Morganfield. Fuck, my shit's crazy over here. Casey, we're good. Chris Spalding, Viva La JD from the Smack It Down podcast. Check those guys out. Max's Garage, Infamous Chris Savage, B-Rad Brad, Kick-Ass Keith Martin, The Rice-A-Roni Jabroni, Tyloni, Insane Ian Jackson, and Jumpin' Jeremy Foltz. Or you can pick up a t-shirt at Pro Wrestling Tees. A new design incoming in the near future.
Good.
Another retro video game inspired one. It looks badass, so you can pick that shit up as well, or you can donate on our PayPal like Cody Hatch did this week on the Pod Smoking His Wrestling Pod on the internet. We'll be taking a look back at the wrestling week that was. We got some Bound for Glory, we've got what else, we got NXT, Little Japan, all the shit, top three, Jared's hot takes,
Everything.
Let's start it off with the top three.
Suplex City Limits.
Top three.
Suplex City Limits top three. Our top three matches of the week. Why don't you start us off?
I will start us off with, let's say, War Raiders versus Undisputed Era from NXT this week. It opened up the show. It was a fantastic match from the start, but the finish really leaves it less than desired. Adam Cole comes in and gets involved, and then Bobby Fish makes his return, hits the War Raiders with a chair, and they all just beat down on him. But the match up until then was absolutely fantastic. Hard hitting. They worked a real strong style. It was fun.
Sounds like a lot of NXT lately. It's like you get a cool matchup and then it's shit. You know, then there's some shit ending and it's like.
Yeah. And now it's all building towards four big shows, five big shows. But, you know, it'd be nice if we did get a couple more matches that would end with a good finish on the television show. And not just because, like, there was literally two on this episode that had fuck finishes that were good matches leading up to it.
Yeah, it was like that champion versus champion in NXT. It was like, we're not going to get a finish to this. There's no way there's a finish to this.
No, and you knew going in, and now it's just like, oh, these two matches, dude. It's like, oh, fuck.
All right. You can't get that invested when you know that's coming.
Yeah.
You know, so, War Raiders are awesome. Undisputed Era, also awesome. So, good shit.
And let's say, I don't know, you take us to the next one.
on, man.
Because I don't. I was on my way. I didn't write down the last competitor, and I forgot. I'm not gonna lie. I'm stoned.
Okay, so 2 days worth of awesome matches have happened in Japan, and I can't keep up. When they get to this everyday thing, it's just like I can't keep up, dude. I can't do it.
No.
So I just chose Kushida and Shelley versus Desperado and Kanemaru. I saw this match. I enjoyed it. I like Kushida and Shelley being a team.
And they got that that link together, and it right. was Kushida and Saban, not Kushida and Shelley.
Right. Here?
What?
Oh, that's right. Shelley retired. This is yes. Saban.
Yeah, and so like they're basically the tag team of Chris Saban's partners, or tag team of Alex Shelley's partners, and then they got me all fucked up.
I'm a little drunk. You know, a boring ass wedding, you're like, fucking found the bar, sat very close to the bar, drank from the bar. So yeah, this is good shit. There's a lot of good stuff in Japan, but too much to keep up with.
There's a lot to keep up, especially when you look at it too as well. Over here, you've got the start of the NXT UK, which a lot of people wanted to see. At least
I watched it.
I did too. You know, it's just at what time can you watch all of this shit?
That's impossible.
It's really hard when you add like 3 extra shows a week.
Good God. Yeah, that's kind of where we've gotten at this point. It's kind of like whatever you decide to watch, whatever I decide to watch, we'll come together. We'll talk about it. I don't know.
Yeah.
Even if we split it up, you know, it would still be difficult to get through half the week in wrestling.
Man, because there's a lot, man. There's a lot coming up. Like, there is a big show every Sunday for the next foreseeable future.
Yeah. This Sunday, All Hallows Eve from Fully Loaded Wrestling. No, we'll get into that.
Yeah.
There you go. A little pre-plug. The other match in the top 3, Austin Aries, Johnny Impact from Bound for Glory.
Yeah, it was a shoot style match.
Yeah.
For the most part. And it worked better than I thought a shoot style match between Impact and Aries would.
It's kind of weird, though. It's like two dudes who don't actually know how to do that fight. Shit. trying to do it, and it was like,
Yeah, the shoot fight as a technical standpoint was not fully displayed here, but you could believe, if you suspend your disbelief, you could believe that these two hated each other.
Yeah, you know, I thought it told a pretty good story.
It did tell a pretty good story, and that's it wasn't a technical savvy match. But it was a good match all around. There were still some great, great parts of it. Like Johnny Mundo or Johnny Impact was still Johnny Impact. And Austin Aries was still Austin Aries. It was just an odd combination, and it was entertaining.
Yeah, they made a great decision here putting the title on Impact. He is a much bigger star. He's much better. Just Austin Aries, man. I'm just done. And at the end of the match, Austin Aries just gets up, screams some shit at Callis, flips everybody off, walks out, allegedly not in the company anymore.
Well, and I also seen that they're labeling this as like a loose cannon gimmick is what they're trying to go for. This is all work. This is all work.
I don't know if it is or not, but to me, to book that is insanity. To me,
that is a stupid thing to book.
About it. I'm like, that's some Vince Russo shit, man. But
it is.
He was thinking it was more Heyman, which, you know, maybe. I don't know, man. It's just you book a guy to make a mockery of the business, and it's very in the know sort of thing. You know, I got a lot of talk, but I don't like that kind of booking where you do shit like that. It reminds me too much of Vince Russo and too much, you know, you can't cater to the as much as like, you know, we are smart cunts. You can't fucking cater to smart cunts.
No,
you know,
don't kill your old premise to cater to a fucking shitty audience, you know?
Yeah, I hate that. I hate that if he's an asshole and did that, but I hate it even more if you booked it that way.
Yeah. To further cement my thought that it's a work is earlier in the night, they showed the TMZ clip. And at the end of it, whatever the fuck his name is, says that, maybe will they stay to the script? And I was like,
they left that on the show. They played that in the build up.
But that's why. Because it's because they were going there. They were going to it not being a losing script. So that's
all you're telling me is that like backstage shit is more interesting than whatever you can come up with.
Yeah.
You know, when you do shit like that.
I agree. I don't know. I agree. I'm not. I by no means. I'm not a fan of that decision. I'm just. I'm giving their the defense that it is a work, but I don't by no means agree with it.
Is that what we know? I mean, was he on the tapings? I don't think he was on the.
No, he wasn't on the tapings. But I mean, how would you? How else would you sell that it's a work by having to miss those tapings?
I guess. I mean, I don't know. We'll see. Because he is. I mean, if there's a guy you would believe would do something like that, it's him.
Oh yeah. Which would be a smart move to have him be the one to do it. Because you'd believe that he would do it.
We'll see. We'll see. You won't be giving those guys too much credit.
No, you know? No. By no means. I don't want to give all that credit yet. But you know, that's just my thoughts on it. What I think is going on.
So that's the top three matches of the Wizzy, bitch.
We talked the shit out of that top three. We did a good top three, Jim. Motherfucker, yeah.
Maybe I should just get drunk before every show.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. what else you want to talk about? Bound for Glory?
Oh, we might as well just jump into Bound for Glory, hey? That show happened.
It did happen.
I don't know why I'm talking like it was a shitty show. It was a good show. I enjoyed it overall.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, that venue that sucks when you have the fucking rail that close to the ring. The poops.
Yeah, no, I agree. The reffing wasn't that good. The ring was too small.
What size? Did they have a smaller ring than usual,
yeah,
too, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Man, did you see that fucking flying lung breaker? Who did that? Tessa Blanchard? It was like 3/4 of the way across the ring. There's no fucking way anybody's doing that.
Yeah, they have a smaller ring than usual. I don't know. That venue, that's where MLW tapes, and maybe it's a little different for that, but it's a little bit too tight, man.
I agree. Yeah. I agree. The stage looked okay, but yeah. you could tell it was a small arena. The ring was the comm to bullshit was like them promoting the water bottles and shit and the pins.
Oh, dude.
That was so fucking stupid.
Very weird, dude. Like I was like, what is this fucking comedy.com?
Right?
And I went there and it's just like you can get, you know, personalized fucking pens and cups.
Jesus. Fuck. Christ.
It's a weird decision for them too to get attached to this because like this show had a lot of vulgar shit in it. Yeah. You know, it's bloody, it was violent, there was a lot of fucking cursing.
Yep.
I did enjoy Aries when he yelled shut up bitch at Taya. I was like, yeah. The fuck up. That's what I was thinking. This bitch needs to shut up on its side. Fuck. Face, dude. Don't be out here like pissing me off when Impact's supposed to be the goddamn face. Taya.
It's true. She's not a manager type. She shouldn't be a manager.
No. But yeah, notable things from the show. Somebody made the awful decision of having Ellsworth come out and try to work face, and the crowd was not having it. Because, dude, what a shitty... Like, that's like the shittiest thing ever.
If you're doing an open challenge and Ellsworth is your open challenge, man.
I already declined a deal from Impact. I don't know if that's true, but if those guys seriously offered him money, we're going to sign him up and have him on the show regularly. They are fucking lost. But then again, reports were going around this week that they were talking about bringing in Patron. I was like, if you bring in Patron, I'm done. I'm not fucking watching this.
I'm not having nothing to do with that.
Put him at the top of the card again. You can piss off with that. Yeah. There is him or Ryback are about like the two guys I would least want to see on my TV.
I'd take Ryback head over heels Man, at least you got the fun. At least it was fun to make fun of Ryback. You know what I mean? Yeah. Del Rio is just sickening.
Yeah, I fucking hate that guy. And not in a like wrestling heel way. You know, dude.
Can you imagine, Jim? Sorry to cut you off. No. Can you imagine if you booked Ryback's house, right? Okay. While he's TV, like while he's out wrestling, and Impact comes on, and you just like videotape yourself rubbing your dick over his pillows while Ryback is on Impact in the background. That'd be fantastic.
You go to Ryback's place. I'd like to stay at Ryback's fucking Airbnb and then just like sit on his couch. Naked and just eat barbecue ribs like fucking all day. Like I just want to be really fat and do drugs in his house.
And like, there goes any chance of us ever renting Ryback's house.
I want there to be like barbecue sauce stains on the toilet where someone has been taking lines off it and shit.
Free base of barbecue sauce, bro. Sweet Baby Ray's.
You fucking know it's Sweet Baby Ray's. God, that's the best barbecue sauce.
It is. I changed my buddy's mind on all barbecue sauce the other day, where he mixed hot sauce and Sweet Baby Ray's together. For wings. Boom. It was delicious. Yeah.
We will take your money to sponsor you, Sweet Baby Ray.
Yeah.
I'd even do it just for like some free BBQ, baby.
Yeah. You give me four bottles, I'll plug the shit out of you.
Our standards are so fucking low. We got to make up all that Patreon money we fucking lost over the whole debacle a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
Fucking losing money. God damn it. Dollar bud. Bad for business.
You're on the chopping block, bud.
Yeah. Dude, people wanted your fucking... some dude was like, if you fire him or get a different host or something, I'll come back to Patreon. I was like, no shit, dude. You kidding me?
Oh, man, if you're listening, people, I'm still here, bro.
People come to me wanting you fired. Like, that's not the first time that's happened.
No, I remember this has happened before. What did I say before? What caused me to why people want me to get fired the first time? I can't remember.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's something it's stupid,
like,
though.
Getting was it fired the from the food? Show would be like getting fired as a volunteer fireman or something. You're like, I don't even get paid. What the fuck is it? You can't fire me from something.
Oh, man. Oh, what a start. Oh, man. What were we even talking about?
Bound for Glory.
Oh, right. Fair enough.
Made a tag. Moose and Edwards turned into a tag match with Dreamer. Killer Cross. I mean, dude, how about this Moose gimmick? What the fuck are you doing? Let's re-sign Moose.
Prince and then... Nana.
What the fuck? I don't understand what you're even trying to do. I mean, Killer Cross, why is he like not a guy you've pushed up the card? He's a bad looking motherfucker. I'm not saying make him champion, but goddamn.
In Impact, he's just a guy that wears funny glasses. And no. Moose. He said that in an interview that this is what royalty dressed like in his home country. And it's just like, man, that's
home country of what? Like Philadelphia?
His ancestors, Jim.
Oh my God.
Well, yeah, no, he said that's what the royalty dress up with. And,
I mean, like, Zamunda? Is he where he's from?
I don't know.
His father walks around with a fucking like lion skin on him and shit.
Jesus Christ. Well, you know what I would say is, why don't you just let the royalty wear it? You know, like, you're not royalty, Moose.
I don't get that fucking gimmick at all. And then two, him and Killer Cross are like in Aries' corner in the main event, do nothing.
Yeah,
nothing at all.
Yeah. Aries no sells and walks away. Killer Cross just gives him the stink eye and slowly walks to the back later. What the fuck, man? Moose just looked uncomfortable out during that stupid fucking getup.
Well, yeah, I don't know if this is his idea or what. but Taya,
if it's Tessa, not his idea, imagine if it's like Callis's idea.
I don't know. Tessa and Taya was a good match, not as good as I hoped it would be.
No, it was a little sloppy actually. It took him a while to get there, but
I like Tessa Blanchard though.
And yeah. Dude,
despite her face being really weird, she is hot as shit. And for some reason, the weird face almost adds to it.
It adds almost like an exotic quality.
Yeah, right. It's not. She's just not like a standard hot looking chick. They all look the same. Like chicks with interesting features.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. No. It's she was definitely the high point of that match. I feel like Taya Valkyrie needs to change her style up.
Mm.
Like, I don't want to get Dave Meltzer, so I'm just going to leave it at that.
And more people will be calling for your head.
Exactly. I don't need to lose no more Patreon money, motherfucker. Next thing you know, Jim's going to take away my fucking subscriptions.
Take away your New Japan. Yeah. And your fucking whatever the hell else we all have. Yeah. You have to start paying for wrestling again.
Yeah, I can't have that.
OG's LAX Concrete Jungle match. I don't know why a concrete jungle match takes place in
wood.
I mean, what the fuck? Those guys are crazy. That end spot with that superplex directly on the wood, like people are almost falling through the fucking thing. What? I don't know what was going on. That was a cool match, though.
It was a cool idea. It was executed as well as they possibly could have executed that match. It was just a little wonky with those boards. You know, nobody could get proper footing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, they'd step on a board and it would slide.
Yeah, it's like trying to fucking wrestle on a shitty deck or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Really, really piss poor.
With no nails.
Yeah, but I did enjoy the match. I thought it was different. I thought it was, like, hardcore. I like those dudes going against each other. It's, like, always violent as fuck. It's awesome.
Did Hernandez gig himself before the match even started? Because it's like I blinked, and it's like, oh, Hernandez just got into the ring, and he's bleeding.
Yeah, probably. Who knows that guy? But yeah, I like that, actually. And, you know, I would say it was a run-in. It was more of like a fucking waddle-in when Conan came down. I love Conan on the mic. I love him as a manager. I don't like him, like, in the ring trying to do spots and fighting and shit because, man, he just moves slow. He's just not in condition to wrestle anymore.
Jim, it's going to be what a week when next year's Triple Mania rolls around and Conan Vampiro is going to have their match.
Oh, my God. That's going to be some kind of thing, isn't it?
Oh, I bet it will be. And it's going to be fantastic because it's going to be the funny. What that is going to be is the reason I watched Triple Mania live for the first time ever.
Yeah. Where's the fucking music? Somewhere he's still calling for his music.
That'll be out of stone when he dies. Where's my fucking
some
music?
People shit on this. But I like this Ali versus Sue Young thing. That was awesome. It's October. It's almost Halloween.
Yeah. Man, like, awesome. You've done the broken gimmick. Right?
Yeah.
If you were for the broken gimmick and then use the excuse that like this doesn't belong. Because it discredits everything. You're a hypocrite.
I wouldn't have put it here. They put it right before the main event.
No.
You know, I think if you'd have put it early, even if it was like the first thing and you did it on the pre-show or the first thing out, you know, and you have like a dark match for the crowd, the idea of the crowd sitting in there watching this thing is like, goddamn, man.
Yeah. Now, like, I understand why they did it here. Or no, I don't,
it's like
actually.
Fix the ring.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So they could fix the ring. Yeah, that's exactly why. But like that, yeah. I was looking for it in my notes, and I was like, oh no, where did this take place? No, they had to fix the ring after that Concrete Jungle match for sure.
I liked it. You know, it reminded me of Lucha Underground, honestly. But Ali goes into the undead realm. James Mitchell sends her to the undead realm, and
yes.
Once she's there, she's like stuck there. You know, he's like, I love it. He's just an asshole. He's like, well, I said I'd get you there, bitch. I didn't say anything about fucking getting you out. I
fucking loved you. You got me at any time when you bring in James Mitchell.
Love that guy. Yeah. Hatchet to the neck and shit. Really crazy.
Yeah. But, there's undead brides everywhere. She had to fight her way. It was very Sabrina the Teenage Witch. No. Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Yeah.
Sabrina the Teenage Witch. That was a fucking... Jim, I got one thing. One goddamn thing to say about that.
Gay! You're smoking shit that you bought legally, man.
Yes, bro. Yes. Kinky Kush is what it's called.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. 27% THC, so I'm buzzing. Right,
yeah,
right.
Congratulations on that, by the way, legalization.
Thank you, Jim. It was all me.
Yeah, definitely. But I enjoyed the magic battle.
Yeah, the orbs.
Yeah, pretty good shit. I didn't mind it. And then main event we talked about. January 6th, they are going back to the asylum in Nashville, which is like where they did the old shit.
Yeah, that intrigues me. And makes me worried.
Yeah.
Because like that place, what does that place look like now? The Nashville Fairgrounds Arena. Like, what the fuck does that look like?
The Asylum?
Yeah, only Impact calls it the Asylum.
Yeah. It's the fucking Fairgrounds. Could be interesting, I guess. It's where they're doing their next TV tapings and shit, so.
I can be down to see that, you know, but. I was hoping it was just going to be a show. I don't need to see the goddamn whole TV tapings at the fairgrounds. You know how many people can fit in that fairgrounds? You know how empty that place is going to be?
I have no idea. This didn't do well for New York. I feel like there's like more people watching our boy Casanova Valentine fucking stab people in the head with skewers in a bar than there was at this show.
It looks like a better vibe for sure.
Yeah.
This crowd sucked.
Yeah, they kind of did suck. And then they would half-ass do the chants and shit. It was just really low rent feeling.
Yeah. Yeah. Everybody just seemed embarrassed to be there. It's like they buy a ticket to a show and they get there and it's like, oh, this is what this place looks like? Shit.
I love the motherfuckers who bought tickets to go to the tapings Monday and Tuesday and whatever the fuck.
Oh. I were they taping the whole weekend there? Like the TV tapings were there as well?
Yeah, the TV tapings are there as well. I didn't watch the show this week, but
No. Yeah. I as well did not. They didn't do enough to make me wanna stick around.
That's for sure. There was no real big thing coming out of it. I was like, oh, that's interesting. Let's see where that goes. So yeah, Bound for Glory. I thought it was okay.
Yeah. I mean, it's okay to throw rocks at.
Yeah, there you go. Get into the news of the week.
Oh man, you sprung that on me right fast. News.
Yeah, just out of nowhere.
This week in the news, Fox wants SmackDown to be a sports show. Dick Slater, the dirty dick, dies, and much, much more. Over to you, Jim.
I'm Jim Vicious, and this is news to you. You were wondering if I was there, weren't you?
There was a little time where I was like, is Jim there?
You know, that's how it goes. Let's talk about Crown Jewel. Yes. More backlash. They aren't going to stop, though, I don't know.
No, they're just going to ignore that they're going to Saudi Arabia. It's like, welcome to Crown Jewel in the sunny desert of the Middle East.
They didn't not say where it's at on Monday or Tuesday.
No, and the crowd mercifully booed it on SmackDown.
Oh, dude, they did, right? Yeah. He mentioned Crown Jewel itself, the crowd booed.
Yeah.
Yeah, the crowd booed The Undertaker.
I think we'll see more and more of that.
Sports Illustrated had an article last week tonight, took him to task. Yeah. They don't give a fuck, dude. They don't care.
No. Sports Illustrated came out and was saying that there was a bunch of workers from WWE that do not want to go.
Yeah, would you want to go there?
No, of course not. It's no pussy there,
so there's no pussy and there's no fucking drugs or beer. What the fuck?
Yeah, like that alone would make you not want to go. And then
I mean, I wouldn't mind going to a live beheading, maybe, but
well, I mean, they're beheading people in Parliament, so what would they do on the goddamn streets?
Yeah, right. So there's an interesting thing. A lot of people this week, and I mean, at least double digits I heard from, canceled their network subscriptions over this. And earlier on, like 2 weeks ago or last week, it would ask you when you quit. It's like, you know, why did you quit? This last week, nothing. They took it off. They don't want to even hear that that's why people are quitting. You imagine that, though, to take that option? We don't even care now. We don't even want to hear what anyone has to say. Yeah. Just take that option off. Let them cancel. And it's that's it. So I know a lot of people did.
Yeah, I can understand why they would. You know, at some time, if you're approaching a breaking point, just at some time where sometimes it's just the smallest piece of hay that falls on the camel's back and boom, breaks the camel's back.
Yeah. So I don't know. They aren't saying the city anymore. Maybe they're going to do something, but you know, they're whores. They don't care. And
oh yeah,
they're pretty much just going to do it no matter what anyone says.
Yeah. No.
The senator from Connecticut even was like, you shouldn't do this. They don't give a fuck.
Vince called him up and said, fuck you, pal.
Well, he's like, you know, I know fucking Trump shit. So I don't know. That show is fucking something else.
Yeah. The World Cup with only American wrestlers.
Yeah.
It's a horrible concept. And then, you know, but what, you know what it reeks of me? It reeks to me is the Prince picked who he wants in that World Cup. Because it's all like 2003 era guys.
How fucking cool is that, right? Like, if you had enough money, you could money mark WWE to do whatever you want, pretty much.
And you can also, if you have that much money, be ahead of guy inside of the fucking government building.
Somebody get in the Prince's ear about maybe having Reigns drop the strap or something. Fuck.
Reigns in a casket match.
Yeah. We had some new people show up at NXT.
Yes, we did. We had Matt Riddle, of course, bro, and Deanna. What's her name? Chelsea Green.
Yeah.
And who? Mia Yim.
Became a fan of her last week, and now
Gone.
Yeah, Yim. Yeah, you know.
Yeah, and
she's good.
Who are the, I don't know who the other guys are.
Your boy, Punishment Martinez.
Oh, right. Yes.
He was spotted being fucking bland but tall somewhere around
there. Well, see, that's the thing. They put him next to this fucking huge guy. Like this, I thought for a second they saw you came in the tumbo, right? And then next to him is Punishment Martinez, whose head is like slightly in between two other people's heads. And he's just peeking there. And it's like, holy shit, man, he looks tiny. Like even to Matt Riddle, he looks tiny.
It's signed Umberto Carrillo.
Carrillo.
He's from the Garza family.
Oh, they couldn't sign his brother, probably. So like, yeah, we'll take his brother.
Still trying to fucking get his arm back together.
We can
this
Fidoe
guy is an Australian rugby player. And I don't know how you say this game. Amog Bihin. I don't know. O-M. Fuck his name.
I'll take that, man.
He's like a 7'3", 370-pound basketball player who doesn't know anything about wrestling, never wrestled in his life, but he's a big, fucking frightening-looking black dude, so there's that. Wait a minute, I'm just getting a report. He's blown his knee out. Well,
has he really?
Yeah, just now. So, he had so much promise, and
no, we're
they don't know how to book giants there.
No.
Look how they booked fucking The Big Show. Like, what abysmal fucking booking. He turned again this week, too.
For the 34th like time, I believe it was. It is.
It was like a joke at this point. Like, you know what we should do this week? Turn show again, huh? It'd be fucking fun.
That's probably what Vince does. Like, ah. Just like fucking elbows somebody. He's like, let's turn show.
Yeah. Punishment Martinez is boring as fuck, but still better than Baron Corbin in every way. He's like what they wish Baron Corbin was.
And that's what he's probably going to be. Baron Corbin already lost his hair, man. Vince is done with him.
Well, it'll be booked just like Baron Corbin in NXT. They could just be a tag team. Like the shitty skyscrapers. Maybe they could call him that.
Call him fucking, what was the Kevin Nash's first tag team? What was their name? Oh, I can't even remember. Master Blasters.
Oh, I was thinking about, yeah, the with Spivey and fucking Mark.
Yeah, with Sid.
Mark.
Oh, right, oh, Mean Mark, yeah. Well, Sid and Mean Mark. Mean Mark was a part of it as well.
Fuck. So there's that. I don't know. What else we got?
Let's see. We've got New Japan is eyeballing, trying to bring back Nakamura, Gallows, and Anderson. I don't know how that's going to work. I don't think Nakamura is going to go back.
No, he has proven, and, you know, nothing against him. I'm not trying to be against him, but he doesn't want to do that shit anymore. He doesn't want to fucking go out and have these fucking crazy matches and shit. He's done with that.
No, he's ready to just make gravy money, just travel a lot.
God damn it, man. They fucking beat him clean as laundry this week. I mean, granted, it's Rey Mysterio, but it's still...
Yeah, I mean, he's
put the U.S. championship on him and do nothing.
Jack shit.
Yeah, and then they'll be like, well, we put the U.S. strap on him. He didn't get over, so. So Japanese guys never work.
You know? No, never.
That's what they'll say. Speaking of Japanese guys, there is a wrestling all-star battle announced with New Japan, All Japan, Noah. I think maybe some other people are involved in this, too. But
yeah, I think Big Japan as well.
Yeah. Should be interesting, I guess. This is something that they've done in the past, which is cool, too. Like, I guess the first one, Inoki and Baba took on Tiger Jeet Singh and Abdullah the Butcher. So you kind of got to see, like, the top two guys of two different companies together on a team. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, and what the premise of this show is Baba's wife, before she died, had mentioned that she wanted to do a show for, I think, either what it is, whatever it is, the 20th anniversary I think Baba's death. Or Inoki's not dead, right?
The 40th anniversary of the first wrestling all-star battle.
Yeah.
And they, well, which yeah, is they, that one I just mentioned.
Yeah. Yeah. And they wanted to do an anniversary of one of their, I can't remember if it's Baba or, I think it's Baba. I'm pretty sure it's Baba. I don't think Inoki's dead. Inoki's not dead, right? Is he dead?
God,
I don't know. I'm going to go with Baba.
He's definitely dead.
Yes.
I think Inoki's dead, too. I have no idea. Don't ask me these things. But that could be an interesting show.
Don't ask me these things. I think it would be a good show, too. You know, it would be a diverse clash of talent, and you would get a glimpse of people that you've probably never seen before.
Yeah. Did you hear about this? Some people in the crowd hit the ring, tried to fight Madman Pondo.
They deserve every fucking thing they got.
Madman is in his fucking name. What are you doing?
Yeah, yeah.
What are you doing?
Yeah, to make it better, like, Nick Gage should have been in there.
Yeah. Or no shit. Oh, dude, Schlack would have been there.
Oh man, Schlack don't give a fuck.
Just like rip your arms off and beat you to death with them.
Yeah.
That guy is like scary. To me, I'm not going to say he's on that level, but to me, he almost is like a fucking Bruiser Brody guy. In like, I'd know that dude, but I still fear him.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he's a fucking frightening looking dude.
He is.
I don't care where you see him. You look at that guy, you're like, what do you think this guy does for a living? He's a fucking wrestler. No? He looks like a wrestler.
He does. He does with that great dental work, the haircut, and the build. And just the crazy eyes.
That guy has to turn sideways to get through doorways. Because his shoulders... How does he have that? He has like the most ridiculous upper body in fucking wrestling, dude.
Can he wipe his ass, I wonder? Or like, is that a question I shouldn't ask? Because he might Schlack find me and kill me.
Give a fuck. It's like, I don't even care.
Wiping in a tree and walk away.
Yeah, dude. Wipes his ass with fucking barbed wire. He doesn't fucking care.
It just turns around, fucking licks his tongue out, just fucking roars at you. And you just don't question it.
But evidently all the boys came out. It was a big fucking brawl. They beat the shit out of a bunch of people in the crowd. I think that sounds awesome.
Well, I mean, why are you jumping the ring?
Yeah, if you hit the ring, you deserve to get your ass, I guess. Yeah. That's you know. I don't know. I guess Pondo was in the ring saying crazy shit. But one of the dudes who hit the ring was wearing a panda mask. That sounds amazing. I hope it was filmed. I haven't seen anything from it.
I would hope that is filmed too. That sounds fantastic.
Yeah, sounds like a good time. But yeah, I don't know. What else you got?
Oh, I got tons more. Dirty Dick Slater's dead.
So poignantly said.
Well, I mean, the guy fucking tried to... He stabbed his ex-girlfriend. I mean, fuck him. Fuck him. He's dead. Whatever.
Yeah. I mean, what are we judging people on? Sometimes you gotta stab a bitch, man. Maybe it was self-defense. Do we know?
I don't know. I wouldn't imagine. He got charged for it.
No, yeah. I suppose then. He's a fucking great, he's a great heel.
Oh, yeah. He was very, very, didn't get the credit he deserved, but.
Yeah. Not a Suplex City Limits Hall of Famer now. Probably not ever. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, we're not those caregivers, those charity fuckers. That give you a Hall of Fame because you're dead. Like, bitch. You can't redeem yourself now.
Did you see the latest inductee? I felt like it was a stretch. I went to the board, Jared. Seems like it was Hall of Fame. It was really just me and Jared. But yeah, we put Canyon in.
All right.
Just based on offensive innovation.
There you go. You know what? I was always a fan of Canyon growing up as a kid. Who's better than Canyon? Yeah.
Nobody.
Thank you. Thank you. For a second, I thought you were going to drop the ball, and I was just going to have to press my
cricket
button.
For the new pay-per-view take two, there's a match between Canyon and Mike Awesome. I'm like, this is fucking dark.
Yeah. Yep.
Two guys killed them. Both these guys killed themselves didn't within a few years.
No, Mike Awesome didn't hang himself, right?
Awesome hung himself, and Canyon took an overdose of antidepressants.
Oh.
I found this out in my research because that's the kind of crack research we have on pay-per-view take two right here on the Suplex City Limits Network.
That's good journalistic quality there, Jim. But let's move on to a lighter note. YouTube went down for an hour. WWE searches on Pornhub went up 144%.
Yes, so people are jacking off to WWE YouTube shit?
No, they were typing WWE into Pornhub because YouTube went down.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming that the WWE fans are big Pornhub fans, Jim.
I don't know what you find. Just like,
is that groundbreaking?
Sunny. If I search in WWE, you probably just find Sunny with her dirty feet.
Well,
oh yeah.
Well, Jim, there's only one way to find out, isn't it?
Yeah.
Let's go to Pornhub because it's bookmarked.
Yeah. Go right here to my bookmarks. I like Pornhub. I usually stick to the community videos section. That's more my style. I'm into the amateur shit, but.
So the first thing you see if you type in WWE is an obvious fake Alexa Bliss sex tape.
That
has 4.5 million views.
Yeah.
Then you have a very fake Lana blowjob. And then you have a slew of Paige stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And then you've got Nikki Bella fucking somebody in a elevator, which is definitely not real. And the girl that flashes her titties, the DX in the 90s, and Sasha sucking this great big black dick.
Hmm.
So, yeah. Oh,
there you go. Have you heard about there's a claim that Jericho and Jim Ross are working with a billionaire to launch a new wrestling company?
I heard about that on Access TV, and then Access immediately came out and said, it's not true. We have nothing to do with this.
I can see Access wanting to get in the wrestling business.
Yeah.
I've also heard Impact is changing networks. Their show's been moved back an hour coming up here.
They are... They got their time slot changed because of their ratings.
They pay for it.
Yeah.
They pay for that spot. Here's what I was saying, if anyone from Impact is listening. So you're paying Pop TV to put your show on there for like 150,000 people at this point. And then you sell ad space. Why don't you just do it on YouTube? Sell the same ad space and get it out to more people. You'll get a view. Right now, you're not getting a view from me because I don't get Pop TV. And when I watch it, it's not in a way that benefits you. So put it on your fucking YouTube. Stream every Thursday or whatever day you want. On YouTube, you'll get way more views, and you can sell your advertising for way more than you are right now.
I mean, it doesn't sound like a bad idea.
You don't need to be on TV, and especially not when it's something like that. You're paying to be on there? I
don't... Yeah. The money that they're making in gates and pay-per-view does not necessitate them having to be on TV because it's obviously not working. You know, because they don't. Well, they
sell. I mean, that's what you do on Pop TV. You pay them, and then you can take whatever you sell as space on your own show. But so you cut out that cost on YouTube, and you get more people. Thus, you can sell your advertising for more. I mean, I don't. You know, as Ricky would say, you don't have to be a rocket appliance to know that.
No. Give me some dressed all over chips.
Yeah, so we'll see about this, man. I don't know. There's also talk about Cody Rhodes and the Young Bucks being involved with this supposed wrestling company.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm gonna let it. I've read a couple of reports where it was labeled as a premature reaction from everybody. That it's nothing near a for sure thing. It's just a.
Yeah,
an idea, if anything.
Jericho tweeted about it here just a couple hours ago. Said, I'm starting my own wrestling company. Awesome. I'm also starting my own movie studio with Lady Gaga, my own car wash with Bono, and my own bake shop. So,
yeah, you can't believe anything Chris Jericho says on Twitter either.
He is a fucking liar.
Piece of shit.
Well, I'm saying that, but I mean, he does lie.
He does. He does.
He'll go pretty far for fucking work.
Let's see NXT. They announced a big NXT match for the MSG show.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Pete Dunne, Gargano, Ricochet, Dream, and Black taking on the Undisputed Era and Tommaso Ciampa.
In War Games or no?
No, just a five on. This is just an MSG, just a match at the house show.
Oh okay, because they got War Games coming up too, and that has like.
I wouldn't imagine it's the same fucking crew.
Could be.
Yeah.
War Games is the shit.
It was. And then we got a slew of injuries over the last week or so. Tegan Knox blows her knee right up.
Well, that happened a while ago.
Yeah, it did happen a while ago. You're right about that, Jim. Fuck me.
But it aired this week, so everyone was talking about it. Which leads me into Triple H, man. This guy, he wants to be a bad guy on TV, yet all I see on YouTube is him being a fucking, with her and like him like, telling fucking... Mia Yim, she signed, and it's like all these people hugging him and kissing his ass, and I fucking hate that guy. He wants to be like super face on the fucking internet, but wants to be a dick on TV. I don't get it.
I feel you. I feel you. I mean, it's no different than what most of the guys on the WWE roster do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just a thing. I don't know.
Owens had double fucking knee surgery. Yes. He tweeted out that they had a buy one, get one sale.
Yes. Because didn't Sami Zayn have the same thing? Or was it two shoulders?
Sami Zayn has two shoulders.
Yes, two shoulders. He's Sami Zayn. I hope, Sami Zayn, that you have a wife or a girlfriend to beat you off. Because
yeah, those two are probably hanging out, dude. They are.
Owens is feeding them.
Same city, got nothing going.
Owens is feeding them. Sami Zayn's getting up to get him drinks.
Yeah, take care of each other. That'd be a great fucking reality show.
Oh man, you're goddamn
Owens
right.
Owens with a double knee and Zayn with a double shoulder. Fucking
that gives
just
me,
them living together
gives me a great idea of something I want to draw. I gotta write this down.
Tell you about my best friends. That'd be awesome. More talk again about a premium tier of WWE Network for $15 a month. That would include Progress, ICW, and some other shit where they talk about like a live monthly Saturday night main event show, special live events like house shows, free shipping on all merchandise from WWE Shop. These are some of the things they're basically gauging interest.
Yeah. I mean, the free shipping on WWE merchandise means nothing to me because I'm not paying $30 for a fucking t-shirt.
And who would you buy a t-shirt of? I think we talked about that. Like,
nobody.
Who in WWE would you fucking wear a shirt of?
You could put me on blast for this one, but I'm going to say it. There was an Evolution shirt that Triple H was wearing that I thought was pretty dope. It just had like their four faces. And yeah. It looked like a little old school retro shirt. I liked it, but I wouldn't pay $30 for it. And I've heard those shirts are garbage. Like, they fall apart and shit.
Yeah. What shirts don't fall apart and aren't garbage at prowrestlingtees.com.
Yeah. Boy.
They're fucking nice shirts, man.
They are.
Good shit.
They are. I still got my Suplex City Limit shirt. It's still pristine.
Yeah. There you go. There's other shit on here too. So, who knows? I mean, I don't know. Would I up it? Are these ICW shows live? You know, that's my big thing, really.
I mean, who cares even if they're live? Because the ICW shows are in the middle of the night here.
Yeah, I guess you're right there. Fair enough.
But, I mean, it would be nice if they had other things live. You know what I mean? Team, yeah. Like, maybe get an Evolve show live or something like that every now and then.
Yeah, I might check that out. There's a new NWA belt.
Oh, yeah, that National Heavyweight Championship. Have you seen it yet, Jim?
I have.
It's an odd-looking belt, but, I mean, kudos to them for doing something different.
It looks like an old-timey belt.
Yeah.
I don't know about the red strap shit.
I mean, this is all the rage these days, man. Everybody's doing red strap.
These kids in their red strap belts.
Yeah. Fucking Billy Corgan and his fucking red strap belt. I'll put
Who's
that up there.
Who's going to carry this belt, though?
Oh, let's see here. There's a match. Either Willie Mack, Jay Bradley, Mike Perro, Ricky Starks. I'm going to say Willie Mack.
It's the only viable option. In the rest of that card, you know, for that NWA show, I was looking at it and I'm just like, I don't know. I don't see anything that I'm like, wow, I'd have to watch this. I'm going to pay money to watch this.
Well, I mean, this is the way I look at it. I do assume. Oh, sorry. There's a four-way match. Willie Mack, Jay Bradley, Mike Perro, Ricky Starks are in a four-way match. And Sammy Guevara, Colt Cabana, Scorpio Sky, and Sam Shaw are in another four-way match. And the winners take on each other for the title.
Mm.
So that's what they're doing with that title. I mean,
well,
the show itself is it has, you know, a couple good matches. Jazz of Penelope Ford, I'm excited to see that because I'm a fan of her Penelope Ford. It's just too hard to say that word, Penelope.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, I expect I'll probably watch some of it. We'll talk about it probably next week.
Yeah.
What's that? Jordan Grace? She signed with Impact.
Yeah.
Willie Mack also is going to be on a lot more Impact shows now.
His match on Bound for Glory was good. I liked that match. Him and
we didn't even
Rich
talk
Swan.
About that one, did we?
We didn't know him and Rich Swan against What's
Phoenix
his name?
Pentagon?
No, Ethan yeah. Ethan Page and Matt Sydal. And then there was also the Phoenix Pentagon and Cage taking on OVE and Sammy Callahan, which was, it was a good match too.
How the fuck have we missed all that shit? Whatever.
Well, I mean, it's what are you going to do? The matches didn't blow you away.
Bound for Glory. Like, how many people actually watch that show?
Yeah. Yeah. How long do you want me to fucking talk about that fucking glorified golden turd?
Fair enough. I think that's about all I got, man.
Let's see here. Lanny Poffo's going to call some New Japan.
I already has a tryout. I don't understand that at all.
I don't either. I feel like he'd have zero knowledge of the product.
Yeah, I'm just going to hard pass on that.
Yeah.
I've been enjoying Kevin Kelly's fucking awesome, and actually really been enjoying
10 pounds Rocky of gold. Romero. Oh, as commentators. I thought you were talking about Kevin Kelly's show on YouTube that he does.
No, just as commentators. Where do you put Lanny Poffo in there?
I don't know.
Like, hard pass on that shit. He didn't know anything about fucking Japan wrestling.
No. All he knows is that dude sucks on dick.
Yeah, exactly. That's all he'd fucking... It's like, well, I can suck my own dick.
Right. In Japan, that gets me lots of clout.
Yeah, I mean, you know, probably not a lot of people over there can.
No, I hear they got tiny dicks.
Him and fat ass Masa, maybe.
That would be the next duo.
God damn, you see the new Being the Elite? It was fucking hilarious. With SCU keeps popping in with like Southern California facts. Amazing. Yeah. In the shower and shit.
Oh man, it was fantastic. Was it this week when Fat Ass Masa goes to NXT?
I don't know. I don't remember that.
I don't know if that was this week or last week. Can't remember. Just at the end of the show, he's like, I go to NXT. He just walked away.
It's fucking awesome. This dude, what's his name? Ricky Paul Johnson. I imagine that's the dude. What's his name in wrestling?
Ricky Paul.
The guy who was married to Ric Flair, Charlotte Flair. I guess she said a bunch of disparaging shit about him in her book. And so he's suing her.
Oh, fair
I
enough.
Imagine that's the dude. What's his name?
I don't know. I just typed in Ricky Paul Johnson in Google, and I got just like voter records shit.
It's like R-I-K-I.
Oh,
I think found, it's
the, found
Bram.
It.
No, what's his name? Not Bram.
Maybe oh, is that Bram. Who that is? Bram.
I think so.
What a fucking cunk name.
Because she says that, like, he can't have kids, he's sterile. Like, holy fuck, he's just blowing this guy up, saying he's sterile and shit. He's like, bitch, I got three kids, so I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Johnson has three children, and he wrote the claims that brought ridicule and shame upon his family. Oh, man, that's just so fucking...
They run him down, dude. Ric Flair says he got fired for doing drugs. I mean, they just fucking ran this guy down. I say sue him. Fuck him.
Yeah, I mean, if it's defamation of character, you know, what else you gonna do?
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm looking for a picture, and nowhere is there a picture. Oh, he's it's not Bram at all.
No?
No, it's like some... no, never mind. Never mind. That was just a bad... I don't know. I look up Ricky Paul Johnson and nothing. All I see is pictures of Charlotte and Flair.
Yeah. No, that's Thomas Raymond Latimer is Bram.
Yeah, so I don't know
who that Ricky fucking Paul Johnson guy is. She has really good taste in men, huh? This guy did all this shit and Bram like fucking choked her out or something. Yeah.
Yeah, no, maybe it's her. You know, she is the one that
she did
go out and call him on blast, but I mean, who knows? Who knows, man?
Yeah, who knows? Is she dating Saxon? Is that just a rumor?
If she's dating Saxon, it's purely because she has had such bad luck with men that she's like, who will not do anything? The whitest black guy I know.
Saxon makes Brian Gumbel look like fucking Tupac or something.
Oh, man. He makes Charlton look like a fucking gangster.
Yeah.
He makes the Charlton dance look like a Crip Walk.
The Carlton dance?
Yeah, what did I call it? The Charlton?
Charlton. You're talking about the Charleston, which is an old dance.
I got a fat tongue.
Yeah. Who knows? Crown Jewel is at some smaller arena now because of renovations. And I guess tickets go on sale the day of the show now? What? I don't know.
Oh, man. Fuck that show, man. That's so weird.
Yeah, fuck that show. Fuck Evolution as well.
Yes. Yes, I agree. That show, that's another show. It's going to be abysmal.
Yeah. I watched in the Japan show I watched this week, Robbie Eagles. You know this guy? I guess he's been on PWG.
Yeah.
If I was more in the know, I would know more about this guy. But he had a pretty impressive debut over there. He fucking submitted Liger in a tag match.
That's good. No, that's good. Who is he tagging with? Taiji Ishimori?
Yes.
Yeah. I hope they do. I really hope Taiji Ishimori is the one that comes out of this and goes against Kushida for the junior title. I really do.
Agree. Did you see? You been? I know you didn't see much of the shit over there. Did you see at least a GIF of ACH and Taguchi? Do they usually?
Oh man, with that walk,
with the football thing. Yeah, and shit?
They don't usually do that, but that was great.
I thought they popped hard for that, dude. Yeah,
I thought that was fucking hilarious.
That was a really fun match, too, actually.
I bet it was. You know, I'm disappointed that I wasn't able to keep up with it this week. But, I mean, I started with Bound for Glory. I watched that on Monday. And then it was like, man, I've watched wrestling every day this week. I took Tuesday off, and then it was just all downhill from there.
Took on Soberano Jr. and Volador Jr. So, yeah. But anyway, let's check in with Jared. He's got some fucking hot takes for us.
Jared's hot takes. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. I'm going to tell you this right now. Jay, you know, this is Jared's hot takes. You know, I'm not that selfish when it comes to Jared's hot takes. I don't want to plug myself too much. But truth be told, I got permission this week from one Jim Vicious. Jim Vicious, who, by the way, co-stars with me on Pay-Per-View Take Two, which, by the way, is coming up soon, with Slamboree 2000. That's right, David Arquette. In a triple cage main event. But I'm not here to talk about that. You know, I can talk about WWE. I can talk about all that stuff. Fuck that stuff. Let me tell you right here, right now, tomorrow, because this usually comes out on a Saturday. If it comes out on a Friday, listen up, motherfuckers. Sunday, October 21st, All Hallows Eve. It is me, JJ Cash, on the call on Andy Sports Channel. So look up on Facebook. They are on YouTube. Find them. Because it's me and my good friend, J.D. Provorst. We calling this shit this weekend. FLW's back. It's been since May. We coming back and we got everything you could want. So Jared's hot take number one. Ladies and gentlemen, the main event of the whole weekend. These might be two people you never heard of. There's a good chance you never heard of them. But get ready. Get your seatbelts. Click. Put your seat trays up and your seatbelts on, because motherfucker, we about to land. Main event is Mr. Incredible. It is unbelievable. Unbelievable clothesline called the Black Hammer, taking on the FLW heavyweight champion, Tyler Colton, for the fifth time and last time. These two men about to go to war in a last man standing match for the FLW heavyweight championship. Tune in. I guarantee this is a horse fight. You ever heard JR say, by God, that man's he's as big as a horse. By God. Yeah, he's going to do it. These two men are Mr. Credible, 6 foot one, 260 pounds. Tyler Colton, 6 foot two, 272 pounds. These two men are out to hit each other as hard as any two people ever to hit. Hot take number two. We got... That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We got Impact star Eli Drake. Two, that motherfucker. Eli Drake, one of the best physiques in professional wrestling, taking on Eric Cannon. And if you don't know who Eric Cannon is, turn this shit off. Turn it off. Jim Vicious will tell you. Tyler Fudge will tell you. Turn this shit off. Because Eric Cannon is the man. But he's taking on Eli Drake in his FLW debut. And I just want to say, a lot of indie companies are going to say, you know, oh, he's coming in like only one time. No. Eli Drake, if he beats Eric Cannon, he's going to be back. He's going to be back for so many shows. We're excited. We're set to go. All Hallows Eve, me, professional comedian JD Provers, we on the call. This is going to be incredible. Check it out.
On the call.
Every FLW title on the line.
To a different place.
Tag titles. No limit title. Outlaw title. Heavyweight title. Fargo championship on the line. Please. If you listen to my voice, tune in. Because you know what? I'm a hell of a lot of fun on commentary. Not a lot of bells and whistles. I'm going to say that up front. We don't got a lot of graphics ready. But we're going to kill this. We're going to have a great show. And I appreciate you. I appreciate Jim. I appreciate Tyler for allowing me this time. So, Jared's hot take number 3. Wrap this shit up. Here we go. We are just 1 week away. Plus some days from Evolution. And I just got to say, WWE, they got blood money on their hands. I have unsubscribed from the WWE network. Evolution or not, if the WWE goes through with their crown jewel, and you know, I'm not a social justice warrior, I'm not. But if they go through with this bullshit event in Saudi Arabia, I don't care if you're getting paid $100 million, motherfucker. Vince McMahon, you got to know.
Motherfucker.
That Saudi Arabia murdered a fucking journalist at an embassy. This ain't acceptable.
Cut his fucking fingers off. I already unsubscribed.
Yeah.
But if they cancel Crown Jewel, I will resubscribe. It's that simple, man. I can't deal with it. There's only so much as a fan I can take. And I know I'm sounding high, you know, he's sounding so, you know, above everyone else. He's so superior. No, man, we can all do it. We can make them have the lowest quarter they've ever had. If they decide to go through with Crown Jewel, that's all I'm subscribed. Let's do this. Because this is bullshit, man. This is a human life that was taken by the shitty Saudi government. That is now using the WWE as their propaganda wing after the fact that they've already killed thousands of innocent people in Yemen. Man, come on. I'm being passionate. I'm being serious. Let's go. Everybody in the Suplex City Limits podcast universe, solar system, galaxy, whatever you want to call it. If these pieces of shit decide to go through with this event, let's walk away. Let's walk away. Hey, this was Jared's Hot Takes again, October 21st, live, Indie Sports Channel, or if you're in the Fargo area, probably very slim amount of people. Let's all meet up. Love you.
Jared's Hot Takes from a boy, Jared. You can follow him on Twitter at JaredPPVT2. Hear him on the Pay-Per-View Take Two podcast right here on the Suplex City Limits Network with me. IndieSportsChannel.com actually leads over to their YouTube channel. It's just Indie Sports Channel. We'll be airing the show live Sunday night. I will probably be watching, probably be live tweeting. So check it out.
I'm hoping to be. I really would like to because want to support our boys over at FLW, yeah. JD Provers, yeah, and Jarrett. JD's always fun to talk to on Twitter.
JD was our first guest ever on the show, like episode, I don't know, 15, 13.
Yes. I was not here.
No, that was pre-you.
Yes.
He then got mad at us.
Pre-Golden Age.
We had a feud, and then we have since made up. So
that's know, good, man. That's good. That's good.
Yeah.
I like him. And the JJ Cash guy, I hear he's an acquired taste.
It's like Jared's got multiple personality, right?
He's switched.
It's fucking he might split. Get JJ Cash. You might get this Jared
Cottle.
Who's like from fucking New York. I don't know where.
Oh, yeah. No, it's Vince Russo's younger brother, I'm pretty sure.
Starts that way, but by the end of it, he had like a fucking black guy thing going on.
He really did. He really did. I didn't know what to think there. But
loosey-goosey with that fucker.
I will say better than Lana's accent, and I will say that he brings up a lot of good points about Saudi Arabia.
Oh, yeah.
Very, very good points. And I can contest, I will be seeing Tyler Colton on October 31st. Here at Grand Prairie when CWE comes to town. I've seen him before, and he's got a good look. He really does.
There you go. So yeah, check that shit out. Show our friends at FLW some love on that show. What the fuck? Best of the rest. I don't even NXT UK. You watched that?
I did watch NXT UK. I thought it was a fun show. They really did a good job of getting Dan Mastiff over, hey?
Dude, Dave Mastiff?
Dave Mastiff. That's his name. That fucking hoss.
He is fucking awesome. I'm a fan of that guy from here on.
Yeah, he is good. His entrance is really good. They did a really good job of just letting him just squash a kid to smithereens.
Sid Scala. Yeah, when Mastiff walks by the camera, it like fucking shakes and shit. Looked awesome.
Yeah, it did look awesome.
Badass.
I've seen him do some work in ICW. I believe he was on that, I think the, what do you call it? The pilot episode of World of Sport?
Yeah. Hey, Mark Andrews took on Joe Coffey. I think the Coffey brothers are a main roster tag team.
I agree. The Coffey brothers, they've always been good. Mark and Joe Coffey. Joe Coffey being the better of the two, in my opinion. But Mark Coffey is just another good specimen. They're both thick guys. You know, they look like they could just throw you around and just sit
the
on
shit
you.
Out of you.
Yeah.
Imagine them versus War Raiders or something. I mean,
it would be a good match.
Could be fucking good. Tony Storm, I didn't really watch that match.
No, that was really nothing. I didn't watch that either. I don't know, it wasn't my thing.
But yeah, Pete Dunne and Noam Dar, I thought we had a really good match.
I thought it was fun. I thought it was really fun. It's, you know, the proper place for Noam Dar.
Yeah, I don't expect this is something we'll be covering every week, but no, I wanted to check it out. I wish they would do the commentary live.
Yeah, I don't like that green screen.
When they
bullshit.
Fucking do that shit where you put the commentary in later, I just don't like that.
Yeah, it just has a completely different feel. How hard is it to just have commentary there? Maybe it was just so outdated that they needed new commentary because this was taped a long time ago.
Well, those two guys are doing tons of shit down there, right? I mean, in other shit. What did Vic Joseph do? Is he 205 Live? I think he is 205 Live.
Was that Vic? Yeah, I think he is 205 Live. But I mean, it's one trip, you know, every like 4 months. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't know. I thought it was an okay show, but again, are we going to keep up with all this shit? Probably not.
You know, I'll see what the card is at the time and then I'll check it out if it's a card worthwhile seeing. Like I watched on 205 Live. I watched 205 Live this week or a portion of it. The five
I wanted
man
to
match.
Check out that five way.
Yeah, it was good. It was good. I enjoyed it.
Yeah. I saw some of it. But yeah, looked pretty good. Who won that anyway?
I was watching it before you called, and then just as you called was going into the end, and I missed 2-1. But I will say this, the Mustafa Ali interview, I thought that was dope as fuck. Like they're doing it while he's walking down the street in the rain.
Yeah, pretty cool, man. Yeah. I like that guy a lot.
I do too. He's somebody I didn't think I was ever. I thought he was like a cup of Starbucks. This is what he looked like to me, just with those stupid colors. But now he's really grown on me.
Yeah. Raw in Philly. Ugh. Things I liked. Corey Graves talking about fucking Hunter, like fucking Angle looking like Hunter S. Thompson. And then yelling Bat Country. Like, that's awesome. are they going to do... They sort of did something with Cruz. So that was cool.
Of. It was Elias, though.
And there were some decent scripted insults to the Bellas. And that was about all I had for
that. That wasn't even scripted. Ronda wrote those.
Yeah, allegedly.
Well, allegedly, but I mean, I believe it. It came across well. It came across like she believed what she was saying.
Yeah, I thought the delivery was shitty, though. I just can't take. I mean, because the Bellas, their delivery is so awful on everything they do.
Yeah,
and Ronda's isn't very good either. So
no, yeah. I was a fan of that segment. I'm not gonna lie.
I know a lot of people were. I'm just a dick.
I enjoyed it, but I mean, like, I'm just a dick. You're a curmudgeon. I know. See, yeah. Jim doesn't get mad when I call him a curmudgeon.
Yeah. But really with this, I mean, still with the Ambrose turn shit. Tamina, dude, what?
Oh, Tamina and Nia Jax. Let's put that explanation point there.
And then that horrible Royal Rumble or like, because they're doing like a battle royal.
Why? Why did they do this? Why?
They do this all the time.
I know they do. But this time was
coming up. It's like, oh, you got to throw them over the top at the end of the match.
This is the first time they've done it where it made absolutely zero sense, though. Well, like, why would Ember Moon try to take out Nia Jax? Like, that just doesn't make sense. She's Ember Moon. Well, dude. It's Nia fucking Jax.
Yeah, they're supposed to be friends, and there's nothing on the line. It's stupid. Yeah.
It is
stupid.
So what did you think of I've had enough of Raw. I don't give a fuck. I have no interest in talking about the stupid main event that I've seen 8,000 goddamn times. I'm sick of hearing about the Shield. I don't give a fuck. If
third time in 10 days you've seen that main event.
Right. I'd rather beat off into razor blades than even go nowhere near that fucking shit.
I'd rather wipe Schlack's ass.
I would. I'd rather pick food out of the Schlack's big ass tooth gap with my tongue.
Yeah. You didn't Balor defeats Mahal in a minute, huh? Yeah.
Yeah. Woohoo. Fuck this show, man.
I was really like, dude, the Riot Squad. They're such rebels, dude. They fucking, what, we spray ketchup and mustard on your door.
Yeah.
Joke's on them. It already smells like cat piss in there.
It's like, haha.
Natalia's fucking like him.
Vegan mustard, anyways.
Yeah, very, very fucking lame. Yeah, fuck Raw. That just sucked. SmackDown 1000. What do you think of that?
You know what? It's hard to say because
beat Raw in the ratings.
It did beat Raw in the ratings, and as it should. I mean,
still only the 13th or 17th.
I think it was the 13th. Yeah, highest
most watched SmackDown of the year. I'd say that's a disappointment, though.
It is. This by no means did they push this as much as they did the Raw 25. So you knew it wasn't going to do that 4.0 rating. But I mean, it didn't even crack a 3. And the other thing, you know what, man? I didn't know Edge was going to be on it until the night of. Right? I wasn't even aware of that.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But
it's not like it used to be. It's not like, oh, we never get to. I mean, the dude's got a podcast. You can listen to it. I mean, it's not like it used to be where he just disappears into the ether for fucking years at a time. You know, the dude's out there. You can fucking hear him every day, every way on the fucking podcast.
No, it's true. But I will say, I like that segment. You know, the Edge segment is still the ass backwardness of that storyline, though, cannot be saved. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's a stupid fucking storyline. When it comes to the evolution thing, you know, my favorite part of that segment was watching how happy Ric Flair was.
Oh, I kind of liked Randy Orton. His reactions were pretty decent, but I thought that segment was long as fuck. And the only point to it is to Batista and Triple H at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Dude, give a fuck about that.
Now, I did enjoy the segment. Just because of the nostalgia factor and just seeing, you know, you don't see Batista every day. You don't see Rick every day. But, you know, the match itself, I'm not excited about. But, you know, I understand why they're doing that at WrestleMania. Batista being a somewhat of a movie star now. You know, Triple H can beat a movie star.
I mean, the Truth TV segment to open, I hated it with all the McMahons down there. Fucking Vince and Steph and Shane. That's not good.
I don't know, I thought it was fun. I'm not gonna shit on it as much as you because I seeing Vince dance, I was like, it's okay. It was very awkward, but it was okay. It was definitely not as good of a Truth TV or whatever the fuck it's called as the first one was.
Yeah, they pinned Brian here, which, you know, not clean or anything, but Still kind of a weird.
AJ will take a pin in a week.
I'm sure he will.
That's
I'm
just
sure
the way he will.
But yeah, I mean, what else on this show? There was only four matches on the show.
Mysterio took on Nakamura. It was a fun match. I mean, it was a television match, but it was decent. Mysterio done that sweet ass dive where he slides off the apron.
Yeah, that is good.
Dope. And I liked his mask. His whole getup was pretty sweet.
Kind of a throwback. Yeah.
Yeah, he looked.
I thought it was a good match. It got cut a lot of time.
Yeah, it did, and a lot of it was in the commercial break too.
Yeah, it was cool though. I mean. I don't know about Nakamura. Like I said, they've done nothing with that guy, so whatever.
No, and you know, they're probably not going to.
Yeah. I thought Becky Lynch got a great line in an Edge going back to that.
Oh, yeah, I know. What did she say? Don't hurt your neck.
Is that stop being so condescending to the champ and get out of my ring. Carefully, you don't hurt your neck again on the way through the ropes. I was like, holy fuck. Damn. That's a good
line.
It was
a great line. And as a heel, it's a great line for a heel. And I'm not going to give Becky Lynch shit because the way she delivered it was perfect. Like, she plays this role really well, but the crowd does not buy it, and they don't want to see her as this role. So it takes away. By no means am I saying that Becky Lynch is a horrible heel, because she's a great heel. She's proven that, because you know the mannerism that she uses, that bitch face that she has, the way she's changed her vocabulary and the way she speaks, it's all good stuff, but she's too likable to hate her.
And it's just not what they want.
No. And you never give them what they want. So
another thing too, with this show, Taker comes out at the end, says three words. Why, where were you, dude? Triple H was in the ring earlier, man. Like, you could have, no, I don't know. Why wouldn't you do something there?
I don't know.
To advance that, you just have him coming out at the end and like, oh, they're fucking, you know, rest in peace.
I don't know if they think that they would have gotten
just standing out there.
I don't know if they think that the crowd would have eviscerated it so blatantly, selling Crown Jewel right there. You know what I mean? But I don't know. I suppose the World Cup tournament is blatantly selling it. So
yeah. Yeah, I mean, I thought it was an okay show, but not really that great.
No, I mean, it was an above average SmackDown for entertainment value. SmackDown is pretty lackluster.
Indeed, sir, it is. What else? Anything else?
Lucha Underground go fuck themselves for having Jake Strong all over the show. Dude. Like, that's one way to for sure get me to stop watching that, is if he's going to be a focal point. I got no time.
The only thing that like interests me is at the end of his opening thing with him and Antonio, they allude to that he's also a god and his voice morphs into a thing, and like, so I'm interested in that, but yeah, dude, this fucking guy.
Yeah, I got no interest in Jake Strong. Fuck him.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Jack Swagger. Fuck that. But Lucha Underground, what was the other match? My notes have completely shit the bed. It's froze up.
I mean, they had like the a battle royal. Winner gets to pick somebody who's out of the match next week.
Right. And
Jake Strong wins, but Dante Fox came back first time this season.
Yeah. He took a sweet bump at the end of the match outside of the ring, flat that back on the floor.
Fuck, dude! I don't know what is going on, but he's good as hell. I don't know why he's not somewhere else.
Yeah, I don't.
If
know
you're an Impact, a company really like Impact. To me, you got to pick up a guy like that. He's fucking good.
I agree. And he seems like a good guy, too, because when I was at WrestleMania, at WrestleCon, he was just out with fans, just chilling.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just walking around, talking to people. He just seemed like a really good guy. We're outside of a hotel. He was literally like three people away from me, just talking and shit. I was like, yeah, he's a nice guy.
I thought they did a good job building for the matches for Ultima Lucha Quattro.
They sold them.
Killshot, Mac, all those guys, Havoc. I thought that was all pretty well set up. I did enjoy that other segment with Exolicious and Ivelisse. Thought that was pretty fucking funny.
Yeah, where they get Sammy Guarva as their partner.
Famous B comes out and he claims he has a contract, and he also says a 7-year contract. Isn't that a joke against Lucha Underground itself?
I think so, because that's how long their contracts were for 7 years originally.
Like, I thought it was a really, like, you know, inflective fucking joke.
Yeah, I agree. Nice word, by the way.
Yeah. Is that a word? Inflect? Yeah, it is. Sure. Fuck it. also, like, my favorite part of that whole thing was where he said that Guevara is going to be on his team in this thing. And I'm happy to pull Tejano and Dr. Wagner from their house show in Tijuana.
Tijuana.
Yeah.
It was great. I thought it was fucking, that was funny.
Tejano. I think Famous B's great. He should be a fucking manager in WWE or something. He's fucking great.
Famous B managing JTG. Boom. You got yourself money.
JTG. But yeah, in the end, Mundo and Strong, you know, it's whatever. Montanza came out, and there's some kind of a thing between Strong and him where Strong just bails and, like, Montanza just fucking beats Mundo into the ground. It was awesome.
Yeah. I mean, fuck Jay Strong, man. I got no time for it.
Yeah, yeah. I don't blame you. I don't blame you for that. But I suppose they had a chance to get a former WWE champion.
I completely understand that. But
yeah,
that whole focal point of the show, like, this show was very heavy Jake Strong.
Yeah. Well, I agree with you. I don't like him on there either, man. So, well, there is that. I didn't watch, anything. Well, I don't know. I didn't watch NXT. I've fallen into a groove of not doing that.
Well, I watched it so I can give you the brief breakdown. You had, the great tag team match between, War Machine and Undisputed Era, like we talked about, and the return of Bobby Fish. And then you had surprisingly actually a really good match between Nikki Cross and Bianca Belair. I quite enjoyed that match. They told a really good story. And at the end of it, it goes to black. There's no winner. This was the other fuck finish. And it's Aleister Black. And when the lights come out, he's sitting in the ring. And he just wants Nikki to tell him who it was. Nikki tells him who it was. Aleister Black has a brain aneurysm in ring, and we fade to black. But I mean, it was comical to see Aleister Black turn so red and shake.
The fuck? Yeah? Well, there you go, man.
There was more to NXT, but that's the cliff notes. That's all you really needed to know.
There you go. You've started the new arc on the Federation.
We have.
That shit's up.
It is WCW Uncensored 1996 is the first episode of the Monday Night Wars Scores, Boars, and Sores.
You were saying one of the worst shows you ever watched?
Yes, very much. Easily one of the worst shows I ever watched. It was. Let me see if I can just briefly get this card for you, okay? So I can just give you an idea of how absolutely abysmal this whole thing is. So the first match you got is... Let's see here. Oh, my. Where is it? You had Conan versus Eddie Guerrero. That was a 20-minute match. That match was okay. Conan is completely overrated, if you ask me.
Wow.
Let me see here. You had Lord Steven Regal and Belfast Bruiser. That match was awesome as fuck. They just beat the shit of each other. Then we get Colonel Robert Parker taking on Medusa. Then we had Diamond Dallas Page taking on the Booty Man. Guess how long that match went with, Jim?
20 minutes.
16 fucking minutes. The Booty Man, Ed Leslie, coming to GP on October 31st as well, by the way.
Oh, God.
Then we had the Giant taking on Loch Ness. Do you know who Loch Ness is?
I don't know offhand. Who is that?
Haystacks Calhoun.
Oh, shit. In 1996?
Yes. He is one ugly-ass motherfucker. And then we have that 30-minute Road Warriors match against Sting and Booker T, and then the 25-minute Doomsday Cage, which was Arn Anderson, Kevin Sullivan, Lex Luger, Ming, Ric Flair, The Barbarian, Ultimate Solution, and Z Gangster taking on Hulk Hogan and Randy Savage. So, yeah, that was garbage.
I don't know, man. This is Slam Boree 2000 we're watching for pay-per-view take two.
Give me the cliff notes. What's the really highlight of the shitty matches?
Oh, man. It opens with Candido versus The Artist, Cruiserweight Championship.
Yes.
And they just proceed to drop each other on their fucking heads and fall over each other and shit. Tammy Sitch looks fucking haggard. She takes her fucking... She's in a little dress.
Ugh. Oh, right. And this is when she's gotten like really sloppy looking and thick, right? And like shit's hanging out and stuff.
Yeah, she doesn't look that good.
Yeah,
you know, She didn't look that fucking good. Lex Luger versus Buff Bagwell.
Oh, man, that's a work rate match right there.
Yeah, yeah.
How did you not like that match, Jim?
It's a pretty fucking bad show, honestly. And then Hogan versus Kidman.
Oh, it's that show where Hogan puts over Kidman.
No, that's not the show. He beats Kidman. Yeah.
Oh. That was a Nitro, wasn't it? Where he beat Kidman.
Yeah.
Or Kidman beat him.
Sting and Vampiro have a 6-minute match.
Is that their fucking graveyard match?
No, it's not. No. It's coming off that match.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. It's pretty fucking bad.
And then both of our shows top it off with a gimmick 3-tower cage.
Yeah. Yeah. Fucking hey, welcome to October.
This is Halloween, all right. Scary shit, man. Fuck.
Yeah. But, after listening to all the Federation stuff, pay-per-view take two, Suplexity Limits, if you're looking for more podcasts in your life, check out all of our friends at the Strap, Sat Pod, THT Wrestling Podcast, Shooting the Shiznit, Inhuman Experience, Comic Can Koozie, Smack It Down. Who else we got? I feel like we hit them all.
Jesus. Did you say? Yeah, I think you got them all.
There you go. Those are all shows done by cool people. They are our fucking homies. So show them some love. Do you have anything before we go to the shout outs, man? I think we're just bing, bang, boom out of this.
I mean, we're on schedule to our regular pace, and I love our regular pace, and I'm just stalling because I like the sound of my own voice. But Jim, I've got nothing else to say.
Podcast.
Exactly.
Retweet our pinned episode on Twitter. Get yourself a shout out on this show. Like Bobby Anthem. Much love to him. Fat Superman. These are like all our fucking homies, man.
They're
the coolest motherfuckers who listen to this show. Supporters. Beachwing 22, AC Patty, THT Wrestling Podcast, Jay Dune, Tony Vasquez, Dom Homie, Balls Deep Network, Klondike Bill, Wrestling's High Marks. Forgot about them. Shout out to them.
Yes.
Strap, Big Body Sam, Glenn Schneider, Mickey D's, I guess.
Yes.
Sorry about that.
I think that name. Yeah, yeah, I can picture the profile picture in my head.
Yeah. Right. So Divine Lance Levine, Tremaine Lastly, JC Sterling, Jeremy Foltz, Johnny Utah, Lee Unwin, Chris Savage, Scotty from the Sat Pod, a boy Babs,
who's he hasn't been around.
He's been a very busy man lately. So hopefully I think maybe like Evolution or something will make him. I mean, he probably won't even watch. Who knows? But yeah, if you want Burbs to do segments, you just got to harass him at Burberry Beats with 3s instead of E's. Tell him you want to hear us fucking come and yell.
Tell him SCL sent them. They're looking for him. They're wondering if he's in jail without a phone this time.
Could be in jail again.
He could be.
Spooky Beatus.
I've seen a picture of him playing pool, so I don't think he is unless he's in pretty sweet jail. So.
He's on my Snapchat. Yeah, he's always like drinking in pubs and shit. Well Kept Unclean, Caleb Morganfield, the MCT Podcast and Productions, TV and Film Throwbacks, Smack It Down Podcast, Viva La JD. So much love to all the motherfuckers for sharing this shit. What do we got coming up, dude? Evolution's not... Wait a minute. Evolution is like a week away?
So next week, big thing is going to be... The biggest thing is going to be the NWA 7th anniversary. Then we got Evolution the next week after that. And then the week after that, we've got New Japan and Crown Jewel, I believe. Then that's the next 3 weeks. And in amongst there, you've got Federation episodes. You'll get pay-per-view take two episodes. So, I mean, your life is set.
A lot of shit, man. A lot of shit. Do you have anything else to add before we depart?
I love you, and my dick is standing up right now for all of you, so thank you very much, and good night.
Go on that bombshell. It is time to end. So as always, we thank you very much for listening. May you get all of the dick and or pussy you desire. Remember, a winner is you, and be excellent to each other. Why are you so pretty? I love you.
Choose a little word. Well, it's your way.